This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as the 116th Justice of the Supreme Court on Thursday, making history as the first black woman to serve on the highest court in the land. Jackson's swearing-in comes as the court released rulings on two big cases related to climate and immigration, one restricting the EPA's ability to fight climate change, and another opinion finding that President Joe Biden can end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The court is wrapping up a momentous and divisive term that included an opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and abortion rights for women in the U.S. Jackson was confirmed by the Senate in April and fills the seat of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. President Joe Biden said Thursday that he would support making an exception to the Senate's rules in order to codify in law Roe v. Wade's protections for a woman's right to an abortion and privacy rights. President Biden said, "I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade into law. And the way to do that is to make sure that the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights. It should be an exception to the filibuster for this action to deal with the Supreme Court decision." President Biden said he would support making an exception to the filibuster to protect the right to privacy. That right was central to the Supreme Court's decision in favor of abortion rights in Roe v. Wade. Biden made the remarks at a press conference in Madrid when asked if he would declare a public health emergency in response to the Supreme Court's ruling overturning the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade decision. The Senate's filibuster requires 60 votes to pass most pieces of legislation. Progressive Democrats have been pushing to eliminate the filibuster in order to pass major pieces of Biden's agenda with a simple majority vote. President Biden's comments signal that his view of the filibuster is shifting. As a longtime senator from Delaware, Biden had defended the Senate rule, arguing that it's integral to how the upper chamber operates and is part of the Senate tradition. By March 2021, Biden said he would support a talking filibuster, which would change the rule to require a senator to talk in the Senate chamber to block legislation. When a draft of the Supreme Court's opinion to reverse Roe was leaked in early May, Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont, called for ending the filibuster in order to codify the right to an abortion so that it could pass with a simple majority. It's not that simple, however. Democrats likely don't have 50 votes anyway to make that a reality. Moderate Democratic Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona have remained opposed to getting rid of the filibuster, and neither of them has joined Democratic colleagues in calling for a carve-out to codify Roe v. Wade. When Republicans have had the majority in the Senate, they have overridden the filibuster rule. Senate Republicans did it for Supreme Court nominees in order to confirm then-President Donald Trump's pick, Neil Gorsuch, without Democratic votes. In Congress, House Democrats are considering legislation that would protect women's intimate and personal data to make clear that Americans have a right to travel freely and voluntarily, and to pass the Women's Health Protection Act, which would protect abortion rights again. After the Supreme Court released its opinion last week overturning Roe, Biden and other top Democrats have made clear that abortion is on the ballot in November's midterm elections, urging Democrats and supporters of women's rights to turn out and vote. A Florida judge on Thursday ruled that Florida's new law that bans abortions at 15 weeks is unconstitutional and, quote, violates the privacy provision of the Florida Constitution, unquote. Second Judicial Circuit Court Judge John Cooper issued a temporary statewide injunction in Florida that will go into effect once he signs the written order in a challenge brought by some Florida abortion providers. The Florida law banning abortions after 15 weeks was originally scheduled to go into effect July 1st, after it was signed into law by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis back in April. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.